Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Her beauty was renowned. Though 20 years older than the King of France, Diane de Poitiers was his mistress. What was her secret? She thought it was gold.
Just like women today, de Poitiers, who was born in 1499, went to great lengths to seek eternal youth. She visited apothecaries for supposed anti-aging elixirs, which included spider webs and various metals such as gold to maintain her alabaster skin.
Gold does, in fact, give you white skin because of the anemia it causes. But does it also preserve your youth? De Poitiers believed it.
Her beauty and possibly her visits to the apothecary even caused one rival in the French court to spread rumors that her beauty was due to witchcraft. For that, she could have been put to death without trial.
But that didn't happen because de Poitiers sought protection from the prince and became Henri's secret mistress, though he was married and she was 20 years his senior. When Henri became king but was killed in a joust, the queen banished de Poitiers, who then lived out her life at her chateau until a sudden death in 1566.
Scientists recently had the opportunity to test her hair and found that it had 500 times the normal levels of gold. This means she took it for years, which caused brittle hair, bones, and teeth. It can also damage the kidneys, affect the production of white blood cells, inflame the small and large intestines, and cause neurological complications.
People still seek out magic cures for aging, and there's no shortage of those on the internet. If you're about to try the latest beauty fad, you might want to talk to your doctor first.
Remember Ponce de Leon? He spent years in Florida searching for a fountain of youth, only to die in vain from an arrow wound.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.